Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 38 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is VexX, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero. How's everybody doing out there, man?
They are alive and well, Johnny Zero. Welcome to 605 Eastern. How the hell are you?
Oh, thank God it's 605. 605 and I'm alive, baby.
Alive and well, we swing open the big doors. We're walking down towards the ring. We're going to kick off the show instantaneously. I got to tell you, in the ring is convict Bobby Brady, already wearing the middleweight heavyweight championship around his waist. We both know that he has not won that belt. We both know that the true champion who is now coming down to the ring is, well, Beaver, but there's some information you should share with the audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, As I said, I was there. I've seen them. They have infused a mask to his face.
Masked wrestler.
Well, they had to. I guess every promotion has a masked wrestler. We didn't know. But they saved his eye. He's now known as the Psycho Badger.
Ladies,
the Badger,
and gentlemen, the Badger
is here, man. He's running out to the ring.
He's angry.
You see that? He's pissed. He's going after this mother.
He slides under the ropes. Unfortunately,
oh, and he's got him. He's just punching him down. He's busted open right away, man. He is busted open right away.
They haven't even rung the bell.
They haven't even done it yet. He doesn't care. Unbelievable, unbelievable.
Right.
He's taking him into
begun.
The corner. He's tapping Bobby's head in there. Unbelievable. Picks him up. Body slam. A lot of power.
Now, if Bobby's laying on the mat, the Badger goes over to the corner. He removes the padding around the turnbuckle. He removes the turnbuckle itself. Now it's exposed metal. He takes the face of Bobby Brady and he slams it in there. Not once, not twice, but thrice.
Oh, my gosh. Thrice.
Bloody right away from the gate.
Unbelievable. And this is not what he's been taught by Ingles and Ritter. I mean,
I got to be honest. I don't think that's actually Beaver. That's somebody else wearing a mask.
No, man. It's got to be him. 193 pounds. He's coming up the weight thing.
The Badger Cleaver.
Oh, he's got him. Oh, my God. A pile driver this early in the match?
This early in the match?
What the heck? Oh, man.
Bobby's face is splayed on the mat.
Oh, man. And that was he's picking him up for another one. Another one. That he did the Paul Orndorff one and the Don Morocco one.
John, look in the back of the arena.
Wait,
George Jefferson's coming to the ring.
Oh, crap.
And he has a bag. What's in the bag?
Doesn't he have a dislocated stash?
What's in the bag, Stash? What's in the bag?
Oh, no. I have no idea. Maybe it could be some play on George, Jake Roberts or something. Who knows?
Oh, my God. There's a melee in the ring. The wrestlers bump the referee. The referee rolls out of the ring. He's on the floor unconscious. What is going to happen? What is going to happen?
I don't know. Looks like Beaver is bulldogged, and now he's going up to the top. Beaver is trying to set him up for that 1060 flip, especially with a spiral smash.
George Jefferson throws the bag in the center of the ring. The bag is moving, John. The bag is moving.
Oh, it's got to be a snake, dude.
Well, it is the snake, George
Jefferson.
It's
got to be. It's got to be. Beaver is jumping off, does the 1060 splash, hits the elbow. Covers him.
There's no referee. It doesn't matter.
Oh, no.
And Beef. Now, escaping the bag. John, it's a cobra. There's a cobra in the ring.
Oh, my God.
There's a cobra, and it's going right for the Badger.
Oh, my God. The Badger's got to get up and get out of there, man. You got to get out of there. Ritter's coming out. He's limping out on a crutch.
The Badger jumps up on the middle rope. He's on the middle rope, and he's just there.
What's going on, man?
I don't know, but the cobra's going nowhere near young Bobby. Bobby Brady picks up the cobra. He throws the cobra on the Badger on the top rope.
Oh!
The Badger falls out of the ring onto the concrete with the... I guess he's being bitten. I don't really know.
Is that a cobra? He's got something on his arm there. It looks like blood there. Is that from the fall or is that from a bite from the cobra?
Now, I have no idea. The cobra doesn't seem to have fangs. I'm looking at this with a close-up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. It seems to be a defanged cobra. Maybe just a scare tactic of some
sort.
That's
still pretty scary.
The snake, George Jefferson, is now in the ring with Bobby Brady. They're getting a steel chair.
Yep.
They're putting Bobby Brady on the top rope. And they're catapulting Bobby Brady down to the floor with the steel chair right on the chest of young Badger.
Oh, my God. Badger took it again. And that is that mask of his has been infused.
At this point, George Jefferson picks up another chair, and he hits the hero at large right across the face.
Oh, my God. Ritter's down, too. Where's Vicky at?
Ritter's down.
Vicky is getting out. Coming over the... What's going
to
happen here?
They're trying to break up the melee. There's no referee at this point. That is our issue at hand. There is no referee at
this
point.
What's up with the fucking zebras, man? Like, really? In all sports.
He got knocked unconscious, John. This could hardly be called his fault.
Well, I hear you, but it's just... it seems like all professional sports, like there's a third team or third player there. That's ridiculous. How does a guy... Unbelievable.
All right, they've broken it. That's it.
Unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner and still middleweight champion of the world, the Badger, Cleaver from disqualification.
Well, he held his title up. He has defended. But you know what's good here, Bex, is he did defend his title with that infused mask, and he didn't lose the left eye from that adhesive they put on there.
Busted the fuck up. Bobby Brady still takes the belt with him and absconds and still has the belt. This is just wrong.
Well, that's a physical thing. That's not an intellectual property of the world.
And I hear you. No one's saying that. But the reality of it is that the Bloody Stash crew is pretty much have all the gold on lockdown at this point.
Much to the chagrin of certain Ric Flair fans out there, the World Championship is a recognized intellectual property. But I'm glad that I was glad that he could see in that mask. I mean, like, he was supposed to be registered as out on the injury report. I mean, it's ridiculous, man. I mean, what happened to this kid? They've just tore out part of his cheek. They've had acidic adhesives put onto him. Basically done all this nasty stuff to him. I mean, I don't even think Vicky wants anything to do with him at this point. But she's still there in the audience, thank God.
I don't know if I believe that's really Beaver Cleaver.
That's Beaver Cleaver, dude.
I don't know if I believe it.
I'll get proof it is later. You're right. That could not... What the hell's going on?
Look at the back. Security has surrounded the young Brady and has requested that he gives up this title because it is not his.
Sergeant Gwynn.
And unfortunately, they have armed weaponry. There's four shotguns.
Yeah.
I guess they're taking the belt away from the young Brady at this point. They're going to give it back to the Badger.
Yeah, it's Fife. The Barney the Knife Fife, the Jackal of Wrestling, and the Giant. Sergeant Gwynn, the former judge.
Yeah, that's who that is. And yes, he gives it up. He gives up the belt.
He has to. Oh, what's he, 9'11"?
And armed. Fuck 9'11". You got weapons in your face.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a rambunctious first few minutes. Please bear with us. We're going to take a commercial break.
Burn, hurry up, Burn. Put this in here, and that in there, and this and over here. I want you to come down and help me eat this Doubles pizza. Burn, Doubles pizza is made fresh every day. Fresh crust, fresh baked, fresh toppings. And when it comes to toppings, Vern, Doubles has got it all. Am I talking too fast for you, Vern? You're right, Vern. Save the pizza. I can always grow new legs.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 38 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. This is the 6:05 Eastern Edition. The challengers coming to the ring. Johnny Zero, do you want to play the music?
Well, let's see, man. What's coming out here? Yeah, I can hear it.
The number one contender.
My arm hairs are standing up.
For the World's Heavyweight Championship, ladies and gentlemen.
The Frontiersman.
Charlotte Ingalls.
Charles Ingalls. The last real man on this planet.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Oh, the crowd goes wild. This is it. This is the challenger. This is for all the marbles. He's coming down to the ring. He's going to face the champion, Johnny Zero.
He's out here in the fields. He fights for his meals. He wants his belt back. So. You know, I think it's catching on. All right, here we go to the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's heavyweight champion, the Duke of Chicago, James Evans.
Wow. Jimmy Walker, you mother.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
It's a big deal, Johnny.
It's a pretty big belt he's got there.
The world champion.
Did he win it? Legit? I don't know.
Well, you're going to now take it away from him. You were literally kissing his ass. You were celebrating with him.
I told you about the knowledge I have now. I don't know if, you know about what I'm talking about.
Let's go up to the ring, Johnny. This is a big deal.
It's huge.
This is a one-fall contest. TV time remaining for the World's Heavyweight Championship. The champion, as always, will be heads. The challenger will be tails. The tail of the tape, Johnny Zero. I've never seen Ingles outsize in this capacity.
In the injured state he's been in, I'm not making escapes from it. Looks like Ingles wins the first fall.
That's not true. The champion wins the first fall. So they'll lock up in the ring, Johnny. Give me a color play-by-play. The first fall goes to the champion.
Well, it looks like those long. That's long reach. And, you know, let's be honest here. Ingles is still on the injury report as far as from the Gimpasaurus match.
That is 100% correct, Johnny Zero. Ingles is beyond injured. This guy has been through a war. Ingles goes to hell. Then he faced off against the most fantastic wrestler in modern wrestling today. You know, the one and only. He went after Mr. Brady's championship. Not once, but twice. And now, with a dislocated, is it a knee? Is it a hip? What's the problem?
I'm not really sure. He's, he's very Jim McMahon about it. 91 Eagles. He's kind of... You know, the guy has heart beyond heart. After fighting the legendary... I mean, this is an anomaly of science, this man fought.
Anomaly of science.
Absolutely. Dude, 12 guys that form one big guy, a human Voltron.
I'll give you that. That was the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
I still can't.
And to face it and then defeat it, no small feat.
No, not at all. Not at all. I guess he's kind of limping there. Maybe that could be... It could be from the flamethrower. It could be... You know, he went through a lot of stuff there. The whole skill of tests he had to go through, jumping those different things. And
now, if we look in the squared circle, the former heavyweight champion Charlotte Ingles is holding a submission hold, or I'm sorry, a resting hold. If you are working on the upper left hand, I'm sorry, the upper left shoulder of the world's champion. And with that, Johnny Zero, I'm sorry to say, we must take a commercial break. So please bear with us.
Stay with us, folks.
Hello out there from TV Land, the every night good TV brand for your viewing delight. It's Nick at Night.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 38 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. So much has happened during the commercial break. Johnny Zero.
This is unbelievable.
In the center of the squared circle, as we speak, Charles Ingles is facing off against the Serpent and the Rainbow.
The Lost Cunningham and... Mack Truck Bernie Mack, the Mack Truck himself.
Now, what happened
putting the boots to him,
is
man.
Against all odds, Ingles was defeating the world's heavyweight champion. He was going to regain his title on national television right here in front of everyone at 6:05 Eastern, and they interceded. You had Bernie Mack came down, and the young Cunningham, the lost Cunningham, came down.
Oh, my God.
And you had Shady Grady with the pufferfish.
Look at Haiti. Look at Grady from Haiti, dude. He's blowing this stuff in the air. There's people, flipping out in the front row.
This is horrible, sir.
It's just horrible. I've never seen anything like it in my life before.
I can't believe this is on television.
Serpent and the Rainbow.
What is astounding to me is the ring bell's been rung. The winner has been declared. Charles Ingles has won by disqualification. I have no idea. The Duke of Chicago has rolled under the ring and perhaps went through that secret staircase. He's gone.
Yeah, what the hell's going on there, Shai? I don't want to go back down there. I'll go again if you want me to.
No, this is me not wanting you to do that in any capacity.
I thank you. But
you've already not slept for an entire week. I don't need a...
Dude, that's...
I hate carrying the show, so if I could just have you be a part of the show and, actually do your due diligence...
Due diligence? I'm trying my best, man. I mean, you want to go down there and there's hands grabbing you and...
See, the devil has hands, and you know what they're for? They're for grabbing.
Nice, Dewey Cox reference.
Dewey Cox reference.
Thank
Look
you.
At that.
I'll take.
But go
any
back
Dewey
to the squared circle.
Second.
This is insane stuff.
Absolutely, dude. I the thing I don't understand though, in all seriousness, is how Ingles was even in the match to begin with. This man has heart beyond question. He needs to be saving himself up. So you know when a football player or wrestler gets hurt, you know a lot of times you know they keep going and that that injury gets worse because it's, you know, I don't, what is that, my, you know, is it a macho thing or what? But there's sometimes your brain has to take care of it.
Why are you bringing up Macho Duce? Why do you do that right now?
Macho Duce, what do you want? That, he's no longer, that name is no longer copyrighted by him. That is Triple B.
Triple B. Boom, boom, Bonaduce.
Yes.
All right, we got to break this up. Ladies and gentlemen, the match is over. Please let this end in the squared circle.
Yeah. Why is Grady on the top rope, like, throwing, like, flash paper bombs?
Why can Ingles just not relax and just go into the sunset? Why is he trying to take on these two men? They're afraid of him. They're not attacking Ingles. It's kind of a standoff. You got Neckbeard down there with him. It's just a craziness has ensued.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the heavyweight championship of the world on the line here.
Yeah.
Johnny, I'm just beyond flabbergasted.
Look, all I have to say is it's not for anybody to decide. I mean, this is still a young man in his prime, his career. I don't understand why you would say go off into the sunset, but with the injuries he sustained, with the injuries he sustained at the hands of, you know, at just about every heel we have, every, you know, rule breaker we have in the Federation and the Alliance in general, really. I mean, the whole TV Dad wrestling world, how would we even be able to come out here and you know, attempt this? Plus, let's be honest here, the Duke of Chicago, very underrated. Height, you know, the heights and reach advantage, and we saw him turn. He wraps those legs around. He can grapevine, man. I'm just saying, like, JJ is no joke, man.
All right, I'm going to tell you, Johnny, what we're going to do again. We have to take a break. We're going to take a commercial break right now. We're going to clear the ring. We're going to go to the backstage area. We're going to have a nice conversation and prepare for the next match. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, I am absolutely.
Thank you. Bear with us.
Born ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 38 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is VexX. This is Johnny Zero.
Johnny Zero, the people's hero, man.
We're in the backstage area. We got away from the craziness in the ring.
We got to
discuss this. Like, what is happening? Charles Ingles goes out. He's going to be the new. He's fighting for the World Heavyweight Championship. Now, I got to be honest. I didn't think he had a chance in hell. If I'm speaking properly, I was like, well, he's injured. He's been through so much the past few weeks.
He shouldn't even be out there, to be
honest. Exactamundo. This is me agreeing.
But I think what it is everything's going on with Jerry Springer. The entire thing with the Bloody Stash crew.
And Lawson's now the commissioner.
And the Ted Bundy is the commissioner.
No, it's Ted Lawson. He lost the match.
I know.
We legally can't do that.
I know.
Be careful.
I understand.
You don't want to be sued.
Right. But it's still a guy who wants to be called Ted Bundy. You know, like,
no, that's true. It's weird, man.
You know, and for that reason, not just because they were named that.
And like for years, he's like, this is who I am and this is my identity. And he's lost that identity. It's gone now. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, absolutely. But, they've disrespected what this championship means. And everybody out there should know the TV Dads Wrestling World Heavyweight Championship. It actually means something. It's not just a prop. This is real. TV Dad Wrestling is real. People are fake.
People are fake. Yes, sir.
And, I just can't believe it, man. He went out there. I mean, he had a heart of a lion. It's just
he
needs to go home and heal.
But he was winning. He was gonna win. And then
Grady from Haiti.
Thank you. I couldn't even understand. Yeah. Shady Grady, I call him. I apologize, sir. And then they came down. And they got
actually a good name.
The Serpent and the Rainbow, and they attacked him.
Yes.
It was an awful scenario. They're
formerly known as the Zombie Warriors.
I'm going to call them the Zombie Warriors. Like, that's how I'm going to say
it. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what that's about, but I like the Shady Grady.
Shady Grady.
My name's Shady Grady from Haiti, and I think Haiti is not even Haiti. I think it's H-A-T-E-Y, really, if you think. Look at his actions. I mean, the rule-breaking and the unbelievable, man. I mean, this is I want to look this up, this pufferfish dust. Like, they, you know, it goes into, apparently there's actual, you know, scientific evidence of this thing possibly
it's
working.
It's like an LSD effect or hallucinogen.
Yeah, I think what it does is it makes the heart rate slow down to where, at least with earlier things. If I'm mistaken, one of our fans calling.
And then technically, Bernie Mac died years ago, and so did the young Cunningham years ago, and these gentlemen are competing in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation at this time.
But let's be honest here. One thing I realized.
We didn't see the
bodies. and the lost Cunningham went upstairs in that bedroom, and
I never came
Never came down, dude.
The theory is that he hung himself.
Yes.
Shady Grady picks him up. Blows the puffer fish.
It could have been a George Reeves situation. He was outside in the
George
window.
George Reeves situation.
I don't believe George Reeves committed suicide, but that's just me. But I'm just saying, maybe he was out there. Grady has been slowly building his army up for years. I'm telling you, that whole pay-per-view down there it's outrageous. It's not, you know, the editing is not our level of quality, but who are we to judge? I mean, the action that's really brutal. It's really brutal. That chicken wire matches and, oh my God.
Well, in a lot of ways, it's become, I'm blanking on the words. Not the major league, but you're the training ground, if you will, for TV Dads Wrestling. But it's the minor leagues. That's it.
Yeah.
It's the minor leagues.
But it's like a place where the new guys go to get discovered and the known guys go to reinvent themselves.
Yeah, like a reinvention, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. Well, the Seaver, for example. Not that I'm a Seaver fan.
I got to be honest. I think you might be. I think there's a closet here that you're not admitting that you're a huge, just a Mike Seaver fan.
I'm not a fan of anybody that's in the Bloody Stash crew, that's for
He's
sure.
He's not. I mean, I can tell you. As a card-holding member of the Bloody Stash clothing company, I can advise you that guy is in no way affiliated. He's a fan. He's a wannabe. Have you ever heard
absolutely.
Those people
that's
who are
I'm
like
saying.
Wannabe mobsters? You
yep,
know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what he would be.
I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
So you can't say he's part of the Bloody Stash
crew. But somebody who wants to be in something that I hate is actually worse. Because
wait, did you just say that you hate the Bloody Stash?
I'm trying to be an objective journalism, but you're asking me personally off the record. I'm sharing with it. I'm not a big fan of the BSE.
No. I'm sorry. We're gonna visit this. You said I'm not a big fan. I respect that sentence.
Yeah.
But before that, you were like, I hate them.
Well,
now I know you're jealous because they have all of the championships. I can understand. Charlotte Ingalls has no belt.
They have Charles. Please use the man's real name.
Charlotte,
please.
I just said it. I just said it with my mouth.
All right. Well,
Charlotte Ingalls.
All right. Cool. You said Charlotte. That's where Ric Flair's from. Charlotte.
Was he? No. I mean, he is now. But I don't think he was from there. Was he from somewhere else?
I think it was Minnesota or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Flair. I have breaking news for you in reference to the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. Now we're backstage. They're cleaning out the ring. We have more matches. This is 6:05 Eastern. It's a big deal. We're very excited.
Absolutely.
It's Sunday night.
Best
There's
wrestling
a
show
new
the
talent who just broke big in Shady Grady's little league over there.
Yeah.
And he's joining the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Oh, my God. That's right. I heard he was coming back. That was Griffith's old partner.
Carl Winslow.
Absolutely.
From Family Matters, going under the name The Fuzz.
The Fuzz. But you know what? He's a decent guy, man. If he can get Griffith in there, maybe they can clean up what's going on with Gwynn and Sergeant Gwynn and the Jackal.
But just remember, the commanding officer is Griffin. So if something bad happens, Griffith, whatever his name is, it's his fault. That is the commanding officer.
Right.
And if you do not support the tear gassing of the audience, which did happen, go ahead, sir.
No, you're right. I'm with you. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm saying Winslow and Griffith were like tag team champions in like Georgia or something like in the... like 20 years ago or something. They had some amateur wrestling background together.
Okay, understood.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Well, Winslow's going to make his debut. Now, I'm not sure if it's on this program, but we have like a little vignette and it's coming. And
I can't wait.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah,
the
man.
The Fuzz is going to be a part of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Awesome.
And he is technically a television dad. He's also in the movie Die Hard, which is fantastic. He has a long and varied career as a police officer.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at.
Awesome. I can't wait, man.
You can't wait.
I really can't. I'm excited.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another break. Yeah. And when we return, we're going to be ringside because there's another matchup coming. We have the hero at large, Mr. Ritter,
Captain Adventure, facing
the world's television champion, Boom Boom Bonaduce.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a fantastic match.
Captain Avenger versus Triple B.
Please bear with us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the broadcast in the squared circle. The challenger, who's already there, the hero at large, Mr. John Ritter. How do you feel about that,
John? John Ritter is Captain Avenger, and I think it's great. Another injured wrestler. He's got his knee braces on, and he's working on what they call dead man's knee.
If I'm not mistaken, the Ritter situation's been going on for a very long time. This is permanent damage. Like, Ingles will recover, but Ritter pretty much is just dealing with this forever.
Well, we'll see. They have taken parts from cadavers.
Cadavers?
Yes. They've basically, like, your meniscus works. Like, there's three rubber bands there. You have your, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's like your MCL, your PCL, and your medial collateral, which ties into your meniscus.
Okay.
And they take, sometimes the parts they take, they can take to your body type, and sometimes they won't, sometimes they dissolve. We could find out in this match. Who knows, maybe Grady's, selling, body parts. You know, guy's into zombies, he's a witch doctor. You know?
Oh, Johnny, you hear the music?
Here's the world television champion, baby. Triple B.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world TV champion, Boom Boom Bonaduce!
Triple B.
Again, no Joni. No Joni Cunningham.
Yeah, that's, you think she's going to make an appearance, maybe come out and like,
I know that every time this guy appears on television,
yeah,
that the Springer Mafia shows up on the TV Datatron with her, and they're doing inappropriate things.
Yeah, I've seen
it. Taunting, if you will, Johnny Zero.
I agree, but I don't understand what's going on. Even you had to restrain me from going to see what was, you know what I mean?
Johnny, you just got back. You just returned back from being in captivity. I can't have it. I just can't have it, Johnny.
The green thing's coming out of her mouth.
I can't carry the show myself any longer. I need you to try and just try a little bit and be professional.
Oh, my God, stop it. The Danza, is it Danza or is it Soprano?
It's more Danza. Danza's the best.
You think
so? Yeah. Okay. But well, I got to tell you, the champion looks great.
He gets into
the ring, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he does.
We're about to square off. It's the TV Heavyweight Championship. This is a one-fall contest with a 11-minute time limit.
11 minutes.
And then we're off, Johnny Zero.
Here we go. They lock up. It looks like...
Immediately, the champion swipes the leg and Ritter drops to his knee.
Well, that's all right. Ritter comes back, swipes his leg down.
Oh, that's amazing.
He's still standing up. He's doing a spinning toe hold a la Dory Funk Jr.
Ritter looks good.
Ritter looks good. Looks good, but that's when it might be. He's testing those knees out. I hope they don't dissolve in
there. Because, recent surgeries and things of that nature.
Yeah, but he's doing it. He's doing it anyway.
No, the champion slides under the bottom rope. He's out of the ring. He's out of the ring. He's resting.
Pointing
he's
at his
taunting.
Head.
He's taunting the challenger.
Yes, he is. Yes,
pointing
he is.
At his head. I like that.
Yeah, well, he's saying, I know something you know. You're not going to get me. And he comes back in the ring, snatches Ritter's feet down on as he's coming back in the ring, gets in there. He's dropping an elbow, triple spinning elbows. Looks like he's got Ritter up. He's got his calf down in the turnbuckle. Jumps up with a hip drop right on the knee.
Well, that's amazing.
In the turnbuckle there in the corner. Looks like he's jumping up on he's climbing up to the second turnbuckle.
Oh my goodness.
With a like a needle like elbow down on Ritter's head. Okay, Ritter's in pain now. He's getting out of it. Gets
up. Bonaduce's taunting him. He's just taunting the athlete. He's not hitting him. He's making fun of him. He's yelling something. I wish it was microphone so we could hear it for the audience.
I wish he was. Is he calling for Joni or something? Or?
It's possible. I feel that the man's in pain, Johnny Zero.
Yeah.
I feel that there's an emotional turmoil within him.
I could see that. I could see that after everything he's been through. That we don't know all that, fans. We don't know this about Joni.
Ritter throws the champion in the rope. He comes back. Yeah. They lock up. He breaks it. He throws him again in the rope. Irish whip. He pulls his arm. Oh, an arm drag right across the ring. The champion has been noticeably injured. Again, he slides under the bottom rope to get out of the ring and start the 10 count.
Ritter.
That right arm, he popped it hard.
Yeah, he did.
Ritter is formidable.
And remember, that's where Bonaducci was on the injury report a couple weeks ago.
That is true.
I don't know if it was torn or not, but that's serious stuff. But these cadaver knees seem to be working good for Ritter.
I'm shocked. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't think Ritter was a good competitor. I didn't think he would ever exist in a possible way in this federation. And he's going toe-to-toe with the World TV champion
I think his performance will be more judged on how he's training the Psycho Badger and
How do you feel about that name? I think it's like threatening and weird. This is Little Beaver Cleaver.
Look who his
dad
is.
The fans love him. No, but the fans love Little Beaver Cleaver, and now he's become a creepy, dark, awful thing.
I mean, you know, if his dad was Ward, he becomes the Fourth Reich, then takes that.
Oh, my God. Ritter is ascending on top of the turnbuckle on the top rope, and he's going to jump down onto the floor directly. Oh, and he hits the champion right in the face.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is a giant jump. Ritter has two brand new knees, and he jumped from the top rope down to the concrete. There is no padding on the floor.
Right.
He's handily handing the champion.
And they have removed the mats from floor side, from ringside fans.
Via UWF.
Very Cowboyville Watts.
Yes, Bill Watts.
Yep.
So now here, he rolls the champion back into the ring. Ritter climbs back on the ring apron. No, the champion sweeps him. Oh, Ritter falls onto the ring apron. He pulls him in, and he is now going to work on those knees.
Yeah,
he's got the left leg specifically, and he's slamming it onto the ground. Johnny Zero, this is scary.
This is not good.
If that knee pops, Ritter is going to be incapacitated in the center of the ring.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree. I couldn't agree more.
Bonaducci is going for the figure four leg lock. No, Ritter kicks him in the behind, and Bonaducci flies through the ropes, and he's now out onto the ring floor.
There we go. Ritter's back up. He's back up. He's shaking the knees.
Scary,
got him up,
Johnny.
Over.
Scary.
Bonnet Triple B is back up on the ring apron.
There he is.
It looks like Ritter is Captain Avenger. Ritter himself hits him in the midsection. He's got wrapped him around for a suplex back into the ring. Up and over.
Fantastic.
Floats over for a 1-2. Bonaducci's foot on the ropes.
Foot on the ropes, Johnny. He didn't kick. I thought it was over.
I know.
With that foot on the rope.
He's a consummate professional. He's the world's television champion.
Fine wrestler.
Even if he only has to work in 10 minutes.
Well, it's 11 minutes now, Johnny.
It's 11 minutes.
They changed it.
I thought it was 12.
It was because you were complaining. It was originally 10, and you just kept bitching and moaning because you're a child.
No.
So they all helped you.
Child.
And they've changed it. They're like, for Johnny Zero, it'll be the 11th minute. Now, I'll be honest with you. With this new commissioner at the helm, right? The former Bundy guy. What if it goes down to 7 minutes? What are you going to do then, Johnny?
Well, a world's television champion, it shouldn't be a time limit on. You should defend your world television champion on championship on television once a week, and that's it.
Can I tell you why that makes no sense, my brother?
Why not?
It's a TV program, and there's only 60 minutes in the program. So, there must be a time limit for the TV champion. Now,
I understand
your heavyweight champion, which is, you know, the one and only the Duke, could not have that.
But what if, so by that rationale, my good friend, if they start the program with a world television match, and it's TV time limit remaining, then why would it always conveniently be 10 minutes?
In the center of the ring, Bonaducci has successfully applied the figure four leg lock to the one and only hero at large.
Oh, boy, here we go.
But as we've been talking, the hero at large is trying to turn it over. He's trying to flip.
Trying.
But it's not working yet, Johnny.
And now he's reaching for the ropes. He's almost there to the ropes. He's almost got it. He's reaching up. His shoulders are down. Why is the referee counting? 1, 2. 3!
No.
Oh my God! No! Ritter's Captain Avenger, what's going on with this, man?
Johnny, is it over?
It's over, buddy. It's over. It looks like his shoulder's down. I gotta see the replay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Unbelievable.
The winner and still TV champion of the world.
Unbelievable.
Boom, boom, Bonaducci!
Unbelievable.
In the words of the immortal Jesse the Body Ventura. This is wrestling, McMahon. This is not football. There are no replays.
This is unbelievable, man. This is
We got a much better contest than we thought we were going to get.
Ritter
is back.
They're showing. I don't know if his shoulder was down, man. He's reaching for the ropes. It wasn't a pin. He almost reversed it.
That's the thing. That almost happened.
Yeah.
And then you get the reversal, and you got to give credit to the Triple B's, the strength in the thigh area. You know, like a more compact wrestler. I can't believe this. It doesn't. Ritter's not a beaten man here, but you know what? If your shoulders are pinned, 1, 2, 3, it's the name of the game.
But was it? Is the replay showing on TV Datacron?
They're showing it on
TV
Datacron.
From my vantage point, I can't tell.
I can't tell either because he's reaching over to the ropes. But fans are showing that they're not happy about it. But that's the way the ball. That's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. But that was a good match, though, wouldn't you say? I mean,
that was fantastic.
It was a good match.
In my humble opinion, it could be a rematch. That could happen again.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic moment in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Absolutely.
Now, to recap today's evening, this is 6:05 Eastern. This is a serious broadcast. We've already had the Badger, Psycho Badger, facing off against the convict Bobby Brady.
Yep.
And even though technically the Badger wins the match,
yep,
Bobby Brady still has his hands on that belt to this day.
I think everybody underestimated Beaver, to be honest with you. I don't think
But you can't call him Beaver anymore.
Yeah, I mean, excuse me.
It's the Badger. It's
yeah,
the
that's
Badger.
Right. That's right. Well, you know, there's a what are they? Is that called marsupials?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have no idea.
It's like there's a it starts up and it's like Beaver and then the animal I'm saying. Then Badger and it's like a weasel I think is at the top of the chain here. And I correct me if I'm wrong. I apologize folks if I don't remember the exact it's not a marsupial, it's on the tip of my tongue, but there's a family of animals, and they one grows up in up north in Canada, almost like a wolverine. It's called a badger. It's a very, very, very ferocious animal, and I think he's trying to let people know that without losing his fan base. You know, everybody likes, hey Wally, you know,
But he's not. He's an angry, twisted beast.
He's had a mask infused on his face. He's been permanently disfigured. They've humiliated him. He had to rip that mustache off because it was acidic. I mean,
acidic. This is the adjective that you have used several times. Frankly speaking,
I saw it.
It's irresponsible for you who has no medical training to heap these lofty things on the Bloody Stash crew and the Bloody Stash clothing company. I think it's erroneous. Obviously, this is something that's used in making clothing, and they just put it on the back of the mustache.
I don't know.
It's some kind of an adhesive. Maybe. It's not acidic per se.
Who knows? Maybe Jailhouse Bobby Brady, maybe he's got something in that added something
to it. That guy's kind of fucked up. Like, he's got tattoos on his face. He's missing teeth. It's a creepy, creepy endeavor. He's got that little baby voice, which I don't really totally understand. It's a weird scene.
I wonder how long Bobby Brady was, scoping, clocking Beaver. I mean,
the Badger, say the Badger.
The Badger, yes.
Have respect where respect is due.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm just getting used to it.
I have to tell you.
I can't believe what I saw on that.
About a year ago,
in the hospital,
there were some vignettes, and Bobby Brady was going to come and he was going to compete.
Yes, I remember that.
But then his parole was violated
because
of his drug issues, and he went right back.
Right.
And he was gone forever.
Yeah.
He's now no longer on parole. He's been released. He's served the full sentence.
Right.
And he's clean and he's sober and he's here to compete in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Sure. I just wonder how long this hatred. I mean, he came out and bashed the guy in the back of the head. It wasn't just a facial injury. I mean, he hit him in the back of that head. That was a loaded bat, man. I mean, that might have knocked some screws loose in Beaver. I mean, look again.
Badger.
Chic.
The gentleman's name is Badger.
Excuse me.
It's sad to me. I wish you'd have some more respect for this wrestler.
Athletic
Adonis in TV Dad's Wrestling today.
I just lost. I got a slip on my tongue, man. But I'm saying,
slipping your tongue towards a man.
But,
what's wrong with you, Johnny Zero? What's wrong with you and your ethics?
Oh,
I don't know what tabloid reporting you've crawled in from. I know you're
the Badger, my friend, something may have knocked a screw loose there. And if you look who his dad is, look what happened with Ward, who became Sheik, Xerxes Muhammad Al Cleaver. And this is after being the Fourth Reich, and there is no mental meds there for him. Look what he's broken the face bone of June Cleaver. The cheekbone, excuse me. See, you keep
getting
me nervous.
June Cleaver is a prostitute who now that Craigslist no longer has it, has been banished to backpage.com
to support
her drug habit.
That's not true. June's a great woman. And look at all the abuse Wally has taken over the years. And Wally's a gutsy son of a gun, man. He came out there, he had a match with the Frontiersman. Remember that? They came out there.
Yeah, there were two matches. They faced the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions. They lost both times because they're losers.
Well,
they couldn't secure the titles.
No, that's an injured guy and a guy that's not...
An injured guy and a guy that what? A guy that...
A guy
and
that doesn't have a lot of experience.
An injured guy and a half a guy at best.
Oh,
that's
God.
What you use
Wally
to face
Cleaver.
The World
Wally
Tag Team Champions.
Man, Wally Cleaver's got some balls, man. Going against there against the guys they were going.
Now,
he has wrestled a couple matches.
In this broadcast, you've already slipped your tongue towards a man, and now you're discussing someone's testicles on the air. You're a tabloid reporter.
No, I'm
stop
not
putting
a tabloid
things into
reporter.
The gutter.
You're
I wish that you would
cut
act.
Me off and rushing me. I'm just telling you, it's the truth, though. You know, like a badger, a beaver. I just okay. I'm a human being. I made mistakes.
A badger, a beaver, the father, the cleaver.
Well, that's part of the same animal family. I'm serious. If you,
it's a cleaver. It's not an animal.
No, I'm talking about his name. He's trying to tell people something. A badger is a different. Yeah, he's no longer just your nice, friendly neighborhood beaver. He's now become the psycho badger, and he's permanently disfigured. As you saw, just look at the tapes, man. Look at the tapes. The guy has become a different competitor.
It's
now.
Scary.
Well,
I don't like it.
And remember, he's still wrestling guys that are, 20, 30 pounds over his weight. I mean, to be honest here, what we clock him in at? Wait a minute, the last 193 pounds?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not obsessed with the weights.
I'm just saying, as far as the middleweight championship goes and the regulations, that's a valid question, you know. I just think he'd be a... That could be a good match eventually. When Beaver's ready, Badger, excuse me, I did it again. When the Psycho Badger is ready to fight Triple B, that could be a good match, man. Yeah. Depending on how his feud goes.
Now, I want to stress to you,
with
those athletes have faced off previously in the ring, and the young Badger was destroyed by Triple B, the world
right,
television
but
champion.
That was when it was, what, his first match?
It wasn't his first match per se. It was just quite a while ago.
So it was after he what, Tony Soprano, what, 323 pounds? I mean, he was, 140? He clocked in at, weighed in at 145. And going against a guy who weighs 323 pounds. I mean, what did you expect? He didn't know any better. But the kid stood in there and Ingles warned him. So did Hero at Large. Everybody did. Vicky stood by him, though, the whole time. They've been training on there. He could be a future world champion. You heard it here first. If I'm wrong, call me whatever you want.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I want you to put your attention to ringside, if you could. Coming down to the squared circle for a tag team match.
Who is that? Oh, boy, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
my boy.
The team of the Black Magician and Wild Thing, John Lithgow.
Unbelievable. Yeah, baby.
The crowd goes wild.
Absolutely.
Look at them coming down to the ring. It's a fantastic display, sir.
Yes, it is. Do they look like, do they should have a, team name, I think, don't you think?
Well, they're just called the Wild Things right now.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, it's all about Lithgow. Lithgow's the star. The Black Magician hasn't really, he recently has competed, but it's been quite a while.
Well,
he's kind of been out of the loop.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's been over there. I mean, he does working in Japan and stuff like that around, but he knows how to show up. And, I mean, you saw the display put on with the smoke bombs and, I mean, that was. Have you ever seen anything like that? Even for him, we've seen him work before. That was kind of like the rebirth of, of Keaton, in my opinion. I don't know how you feel about it.
Not rebirth per se. I mean, he's always kind of done that, the Vasugi stuff and things of that nature.
Sure. Absolutely. But I mean, as far as, is he going to go after gold here? Is they going to be in for the, going for. You think? Can you see them keeping this nucleus together? Oh, wow.
And their opponents,
Corporal Punishment,
the tag team named Corporal Punishment, featuring the Sheik and Corporal Punishment.
Sheik, Xerxes, Muhammad Al Cleaver, and Corporal Punishment, formerly known as Mr. Arnold. Oh gosh!
You know, I gotta tell you, the fans love Corporal Punishment. They love them. There's a pop when they come out. It's a fantastic thing.
It's the eggs that people are throwing. What are you talking about? That's the eggs that people are throwing. Now we're getting hit by soup cans out here. What are you talking about? These guys are the most brutal tag team around, man. One of them.
Brutal?
Oh my god, the Sheik and Corporal Punishment?
I hate the Sheik. I do. I have respect for Corporal Punishment. He's a fine athlete.
Well,
he is.
I mean,
but I have no love in my heart for the Sheik. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a one-fall tag team event. TV time remaining.
Here we go. In a way,
the Sheik starts the match. He steps inside the squared circle. He still has his headdress on. Everything's fine, Johnny. It's going to be a fantastic endeavor. He's facing off against the Black Magician, who is not in the ring. He's standing outside on the ring apron. He drops a smoke bomb. He vanishes.
Yes, he did.
Now, where is he? Where is he, Johnny?
I don't know. Did he go under the ring? Is it under that under the ring stuff?
The referee is starting to do a count out because the gentleman is not in the squared circle. Oh. And he falls from above and drops on the head of the Sheik. That's a fantastic maneuver.
Unbelievable. Hey, listen, I don't know what your Sheik is crazy as they come, but he can work, man. He's no joke. Him and I think I wouldn't ever count Will Cleaver out of a fight. Just saying, but he is nuts.
He's an old man now. I don't know if it's as spectacular as it once was.
Hell hath no fury like an old man's anger. So I'm just saying, like, the guy's crazy. I mean, you got that crazy, they took him off his meds. Remember that, Springer? Run everybody out. Was that
episode? I do. There was a health thing.
Yeah.
The wellness policy, if you will.
Yes. The TV Dad's Wrestling Wellness Policy.
Now, in the squared circle, if you notice, the Black Magician has tagged in Wild Thing. Wild Thing jumps right over the top rope and just goes to work on the Sheik immediately.
Yes, he does. And he's still wearing his Bruiser Brody t-shirt. That's great,
man. Bizarre thing.
That's great.
I don't understand it. It feels exploitive, John.
He says he knows who did it. I don't know.
He didn't say anything. The man is not.
The shirt, look in the back.
He doesn't speak well, sir.
I understand that. But
he's not a good interviewer.
But that's not like a shirt that people make. That's something that's made, custom made by a fan. Like, he had to have done that himself, right? Or
I have no idea.
Unbelievable. Lithgow looking somewhat like very Randy Quaid-esque in the ring here. Whoa. What's that?
It's John Lithgow.
Hey, after the match, what's all the Brody stuff? Hey, Mr. Lithgow.
You should probably get away from him with your microphone.
Mr. Lithgow. Ow! Whoa! Got my finger, man.
Yo, man.
Concentrate on your match, man. Concentrate on your match. Concentrate on your match, Lithgow.
He's going to work on the shit.
Get in there. You don't want
Corporal Punishment wants to get in this match very badly.
Yes, he does. Unbelievable. Dude, have you ever seen this? And people are like, it's getting a rise out of the crowd. I mean, like, the guy's DPR rating is...
One of the most popular athletes today.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that means love and hated, really. I mean, no such thing as bad press, right? So, I kind of thought he had, you know, decided to be, you know, a certain way. But I guess we can't really count on Psycho Lithgow. He's still a psycho. Remember
the Sheik rallies. He hits Lithgow with a low blow between the legs. Lithgow drops to one knee. The Sheik crawls over. He tags in Corporal Punishment. Corporal Punishment comes into the ring. He is a house of fire. Going to work on the newly injured Lithgow. He's hitting him across the face and the chest. Many chops into the corner. Yeah. Lithgow tags in the Black Magician. The Black Magician drops a smoke bomb and vanishes.
There's
Corporal Punishment standing in the middle of the ring.
Corporal Punishment in the middle of the ring. Corporal Punishment picks up Wild Thing. He's got him in a bear hug. He's got him in a bear hug and twists him over for a powerful belly-to-belly suplex. Or in the immortal words of Gordon Sully, a suplex.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry. Please bear with us. We're going to take a commercial break.
Hi, I'm John Ritter. And if you have children or grandchildren in grade school, high school, or college, now you can give them an educational edge that is literally turning C and D students into A students almost overnight. It's Professor Claude Olney's video seminar, Where There's a Will, There's an A. Since we introduced it last year, over 250,000 parents have ordered it for their children, and the results have been incredible.
This is New York City in 1997. United States Police Force has its headquarters on the Statue of Liberty because in 1997, the entire city is a walled maximum security prison. Breaking out is impossible. Breaking in is insane. John Carpenter's Escape from New York. starts Friday at the Town Cinema and the Sundown, rated restricted adult.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The melee continues in the ring. We have the team of Corporal Punishment facing off against Wild Thing, Johnny Zero.
Yeah, looks like the Sheik has got Wild Thing up for a nice gut-wrench suplex. Unbelievable.
Fantastic. Fantastic maneuver.
He's just kicking on him. I can't say enough about I'm not a fan of the Sheik. Muhammad Cleaver, but he's a very dangerous worker.
If
on the ring.
You remember
and
correctly,
their teamwork is
initially in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. He was one of the top five. He was a very bad
absolutely.
Competitor many years ago.
Did he not? And he's gone through three different
incarnations.
Yeah,
yeah. There was the original black and white version, which was from the TV show,
the silver screen edition.
He became a Nazi, but not really, but sort of, but not really.
He did have the mustache.
He did have the mustache, and he had like the goose stepping the whole thing.
Yeah.
There were no swastikas. They were all iron crosses, just so we're clear.
Yeah, and it's had a four with the R on it.
That's right, for the Fourth Reich.
Yeah.
But now he's just like a weird, creepy Muslim guy. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, but he's still got a little remnants of that Hitler mustache there. What is that all about?
Hey,
and they cut him off his psych meds, too. And his wife has been beat up. Guys, June Cleaver is a sweet woman. He beat her up.
No, she's a cunt from hell, just so we're
clear. Oh, my gosh, man, stop it.
You've been a little hard on the beaver tonight, Ward Fever.
Well, I mean, no wonder. I mean, but I'm saying, what if that bat from Bobby Beatty knocked the screw loose and beat
his
head?
Why is everything in you're obsessed with the Bloody Stash Crew? No matter what we're doing,
they're
no
dominating the sport
now because they're the greatest athletes in wrestling today.
Well,
a fact.
Well, we'll see. We have a big event coming up, so we'll see how it turns out. Anyway, they're still putting the boots to Wild Thing. Where is Keaton? Where's your boy Keaton?
He's vanished. He's just not here.
That's your
he
boy.
He dropped a smoke bomb.
Champion him from day one. Like, what's your boy? He's. I mean, gosh, man. Him and Velvet Elvis, that reminds me. He did the same thing to Velvet Elvis.
Well, there's bad blood there if you're talking about the Trailer Park Express situation.
Mr. Miyagi took over two American wrestlers to train and his dojo over by in the and they wrestle even in the Budokan, the house that Mr. Miyagi built, or Pat Morita, excuse me, the same thing, and he disappeared on him there, and they had that's what Foxworthy's, that's where he came back and started the TPX, the Trailer Park Express. So where's he at?
There's the explosion. I can't see anything. Can you see anything, Johnny
Zero?
No.
It's like what
there's
is this?
Smoke everywhere.
Oh, come on.
I have no idea what's happening.
Oh, it stinks too.
It's awful, if you will.
Oh, my God, man. Come on. Get that shit.
One, two, three. Johnny.
What happened? What happened?
I don't know
see
who
anything.
Won. I couldn't see anything.
Come on,
I have
man.
No idea what
get
happened.
Get that stuff out of here, man.
Oh, that's awful. Who pinned who?
What happened?
What exactly happened?
I don't know. Is even the TV Datatron going to be able to pick it up? Or
I doubt it. I mean, what could they possibly see?
I don't know. I smell that smoke. That's not a... What is that? It's like sounds like sulfur or something.
Oh, I guess we have a winner.
Well, it's like Wild Thing, okay.
Ladies
and
gentlemen, your winner from Pinfall, the Wild Thing.
Number one, tied for number one. Is he number two DPR in the world? They know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Drawing power ratings. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So what is the finish now? I can't see. Can you still see? Can you see? I got this crap in my eyes, man. Like, what? And I love smoke and stuff.
I guess there was a smoke bomb of some capacity that was released. I suppose this is our issue at hand.
Yeah.
That they did this.
We're not that far from the ring. I mean, how would the referee even be able to see it? The magician does it again. Like, what the hell is that?
No,
about?
Good for them. Good for them.
I'm happy for the tag team. I am
not a fan of Corporal Punishment.
Oh, I'm definitely not a fan of either of those guys. When I said that, I'm just admiring their ring work, the continuity.
Oh my God! Look behind
a
you.
Recently new tag team.
Oh, hello, Mr.
Hey. Hey, look, Wild Thing. Hey, Wild Thing, come on over, man.
Oh Jesus!
Come on, talk. Let's talk about Brody. I want to talk to you about all your inside secrets about wrestling. Please
don't come over, Mr. Lithia.
Oh come on, he does. He looks a little less. He just won a match. He might be different this time. You think?
Are you deaf? Hi, John. How are things,
John? Come on, man. He can't be that crazy all the time. Tell us about Bruiser Brody, man. tell. What do you know? What happened, man? Come on. Come on! Come on, Donnie. Wild Thing. Come on.
All right, and with that, Mr. Lithgow. Mr. Lithgow, just go away. My God in heaven.
Yeah, my God, I tried.
Johnny Zero.
I tried, buddy. I tried.
The things afoot here in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
I don't need... I need all my... I don't want to get my finger bit off, but...
Oh, my goodness. There's breaking news. I don't even know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Fresh off his birthday, the Royals are making their return to professional wrestling.
Really? The Royals?
In the final segment of our program today.
The Royals are coming back
to
the TVDWF?
Oh my goodness, the Royals.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not. I'm getting the emails right now. The surprise match. This is Ted
Unbelievable.
Lawson. Ted Lawson's reinstated them, and he's going to return to the ring.
Great.
Mr. Bill Cosby and his partner, OJ Simpson. And they're facing off tonight against the Dreamwalkers.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my goodness, the Dreamwalkers.
That's great, man. The living dream.
The living dream. Yep. John Goodman and Lamont Sanford.
Walking on Sunshine, Disco DeMond Wilson, Lamont Sanford. Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. The good tag team, man. They're doing good, too. Do you think, let me ask you something, just to recap the last match. Do you think your boy Keaton, like, do you think he could maybe get us to kind of get... Do you see him getting Lithgow to where we could at least have a conversation with him?
I mean, are you asking my opinion?
Yeah, just opinion.
Fuck no.
You don't think, like...
The guy is madness incarnate. I love him. I'm
not saying I'm not
a fan. I'm a huge fan.
Right, right.
But the reality of the situation is I just can't handle it. It's just mind-blowing. He's vicious. John, he tried to bite your fucking hand off.
He did the same to you.
Well, I know, but...
Yeah,
I have many gold rings, which protected me. I was fine in the endeavor, but you, sir, didn't have the gold rings.
Right.
And I don't know.
The power of the Magentaverse.
Oh, my goodness. There's the music. Walking on Sunshine.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Coming down to the squared circle. The Dreamwalkers, John Goodman, Lamont Sanford.
Look how happy Lamont looks.
Lamont looks fantastic. He's got that Jimi Hendrix thing happening.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. The tie-dye
and the headband.
The high-dye headband. And absolutely, man. And that's unbelievable, man.
Great tag team in professional wrestling today.
He's got a jacket on. Look at his cufflinks. They're little disco balls.
Everybody loves them.
He didn't. He's totally reinvented himself.
He's reinvented himself.
Yeah, yeah,
is
right.
That we're saying.
Well, I mean, like he was Disco DeMond Wilson. Now he's back to being, you know, he's Lamont. It's a new birth for him after he's left his own tag team partner, Mr. Brady, left him in the middle of the ring on a zip tie.
That was 1,000 years ago.
Oh, gosh. Wasn't that long ago?
1,000 years ago.
Maybe you could try
and get over yourself in some capacity.
Well, I'm just nice to see he's reinvented himself.
Making their return to the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Boy. Here we go.
William Cosby, the Juice, O.J. Simpson.
Unbelievable.
The Royals.
You're marking out.
They look fucking fantastic.
You're marking out.
They have matching golden crowns.
Yeah.
They have the fucking robes.
Yes, they do.
This is amazing.
Yes, they do. Unbelievable. I don't know what to say. I mean... What's going on with Cosby? I still want to see how Cosby's going to hang up, you know, hold up in the ring here. But
he looks fantastic to me.
I gotta admit. Are you gonna lather them up or anything here? Oil or something?
I work for the Bloody Stash Clothing Company. I'm in no way, but I give credit where credit is due. They look great,
dude.
They just look great.
They always were a great team, dude. The Power.
They're the first ever heavyweight tag team champions.
But who, my question is, who's the zebra? whatever chloroform stuff that Cosby uses to knock you out, it could be the ref.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there is not a lot of time left in our broadcast. We're going to take you to the squared circle. Mr. Cosby gets into the ring, and he's swinging. He kicks Goodman right in the face. Goodman drops to his back and rolls out onto the floor.
Goodman.
He tags Lamont. Lamont jumps in. Jamont is a house of fire out of nowhere, facing off against Cosby. Cosby is unfazed. He is unfazed from the slapping. He's unfazed from the hits. He tags O.J. Simpson, who picks up the young Lamont and throws him into the audience.
Oh, unbelievable. Right over the steel guardrail. Lamont getting back over.
That's awful.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, obviously, the juice has been juicing. Look how big he is.
I've been hoping that Lamont was going to do his new finishing move with the Voodoo Child. And the slight return.
And the slight return.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, John Goodman gets tagged into the ring. Yeah. He locks up against OJ. It's a test of strength in the center of the ring.
Yes, it is. Oh, I think OJ's going to have this one. As far as power goes.
Goodman's a strong
fat guy. Yeah, he is. He's right. You're right. Goodman drops to a knee.
Ah!
Gets back up. He's getting the advantage.
Ah!
And now he twists him around and throws OJ. Throws OJ around and there's a cartwheel into the corner. Comes back out. Goodman with the bionic elbow.
Bionic elbow everywhere.
Spinning around.
A
dancing.
House of fire.
He's a house of fire. The fans are loving it. People love this guy. I mean, talk about a possible main eventer.
What a fantastic add-on match for the program.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't like our new commissioner, but this is pretty good stuff.
Yeah, well, AMA can work with the dictators. You know, we'll take that.
OJ Simpson is on the top rope. He is not tagged in. He jumps off the rope. He hits, oh my God, Goodman in the back of that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep you here as long as we possibly